Well, I'm out here in the on the porch under the eaves because it is wet and cold as we tick off the last few hours and minutes of Labor Day 2020 here in the Upper Midwest. And like clockwork, it has gone from being beautiful and warm and inviting to cold and wet. And so rather than a walk and talk, which is what I usually try to start out every month with, I'm going to do kind of a sit and talk on the porch under the eaves. And I've got the Gas Buddy sitting right down here. The Gas Buddy is a very useful thing. I've had this for quite a while and haven't had it. I used it on occasion. I used it when I was camping, and I certainly use it when I'm traveling and when I was traveling covering the Democrats down in Iowa at the beginning of the year. And you know, I'd park and pull over, and it would be 10 degrees out there, and I used it in the truck as well, and it's great. Although it goes through a can of propane, a little bottle of propane, rapidly, so I got to get that attachment where you can attach a 25-gallon thing of propane, and you'll have plenty of heat. But it is great. It puts out a ton of heat, so I can sit on the porch, and it's really kind of peaceful and great. So in this podcast, I want to talk about something that is very interesting to me, and some people will think I've lost my mind. I don't even present this as a joke. I present this as a possibility that that we are actually moving through dimensions, and it might be the reason we're so confused. Now, let me just detail this a little bit. I had this thought this weekend, and I'm going to go through the thought process in this podcast. And maybe it explains some things that are going on. Maybe it doesn't explain some things going on. And it isn't any crazier than any theory that is out there, conspiracy or otherwise, in today's world. And as usual, you know, even though this was supposed to be Labor Day weekend, I continue to scan and look at what's going on and look at reactions on social media to things and just shake my head, and that's all I can say. So basically, I'll just ask some questions. Do you feel like your brain is being scrambled these days? Disconnected, yet oddly connected. Sometimes it's a struggle to make sense of anything. Or what about this? Thoughts come barreling in, only to be replaced by more thoughts on the heel of those thoughts, on the heel of other thoughts, barreling in, and so on. And there are all kinds of potential explanations. Too much social media, electromagnetic energy flowing around, 5G, power lines, low-frequency radiation, microwaves, aliens, reptilians living under the surface of the hollow earth, in the hollow earth, or just modern life and all its pressures, the COVID, and so on. Or what the New Agers like to call the 5D versus the 3D world. I'll tell you more about that shortly. And when was the last time that you thought, where are we going? What's the plan? How are we going to get where it is we're supposedly going? Did a recent podcast, somebody had asked a friend of mine in a job interview, where you see yourself in 5 years, which I think is a really comical question given the fact that no one even knows what's going to happen in a year, let alone 5 years. So I'll just let that, I'll put that out there and just let it float down, you know, the river of thought. I could give a whole list of modern things, inventions from hypersonic airliners. Yes, there's even discussion of a hypersonic Air Force One by 2031 or 32. I could talk about scalp internet connects, self-driving cars, all kinds of things. But I think I ran across something that you probably already saw and didn't even give it a second thought, because I didn't when I saw it the first time. We're going to talk about that in podcast 952, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, there are a few absolutes in the world, and I'm going to talk about one of them, and that is Kim Nybo Insurance. Why am I saying this? Well, you guys know, that because I've talked about it, that I had one insurance agent for a long time, like decades. And I never heard from the guy, and I can tell you, I never received a rate reduction from that insurance agent. And I just got a letter from State Farm Insurance this weekend that said, you know, we're giving you a discount. because people are driving less, and we've made a lot of money in the last year, and we're going to give you a discount. And it's a pretty substantial discount for car insurance. So that's the kind of company State Farm is, and that is what Kim Nybo represents as an insurance agent. So Kim Nybo has saved me hundreds of dollars on premiums before State Farm announced its premium reduction. And when Mobile Podcast Command was on the side of the road at 10 o'clock at night on a Sunday night in Iowa, they came to the rescue. They were there all the way, above and beyond what was required to get that thing back on the road. Same when my Crown Vic got stolen and I got a new car and I needed to get the insurance off of the Crown Vic and onto the new vehicle. Kim Nybo got it insured for minimal cost. So yeah, I'm proud to refer Bob Davis Podcast listeners to Kim Nybo Insurance and to endorse the entire team at Nybo. They work as hard as I do and they are always on it. They're in Columbia Heights and Minneapolis. Cars, boats, motorcycles, auto, home, property, business and life. And is your trailer insured? This is a time for towing things to and from the lake. This is a time for getting the boat out of the water. Is the trailer insured? Really important question, and it's one of the things that Kim often asks to take care of her clients and customer service, and that is what it's all about at Kim Nybo Insurance. 763-571-6111, 763-571-6111, or click on the banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com. That takes you to Kim Nybo at KimNybo.com. And as long as we're talking about movement, let's talk about 36 and Lynn, the independently owned and operated community-focused refueling station at 36 and Lindale Avenue in the Lynn Lake neighborhood in Minneapolis. Went by there this weekend, and they were just packed. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because as an independent refueling station, they can get you a better deal on gas. So when you're swinging through South Minneapolis, swing by 36 and Lynn, fill up. They have great locally sourced products in the store and great coffee. 36 Lynn. Check them out online at 36lynn.com, on Instagram at 36lynn, or click on the banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcasts.com. Yes, the other night I was sitting outside with a friend, and we were having a conversation about a bunch of different things, and I realized I couldn't remember January. I mean, we were in the process of talking about how much had changed in the world, and I could not remember what I did in January. Last December, least of all, last November, October, September, even last summer. I had to think back to the pictures on my phone to jog my memory. And honestly, that didn't help. That didn't help very much for last summer, which I really struggled to remember. And I don't have memory problems. You know, sometimes there's words that I can't remember or something like that. And I've never been good with names, but I've never had a problem remembering something that happened in the recent past. So, I have an excellent record, obviously, in these podcasts where they live at the BobDavisPodcast.com. I can easily look and see what I was doing last summer. But what I'm saying off the top of my head, I found it interesting to note that in the last 3 or 4 years, I look back and it's kind of a blur. Think for yourself, things that happened. And, there are big things, birthdays or graduation parties, deaths, big stories we all paid attention to for a few weeks. But then think about the day-to-day, the mundane, how you felt last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It's very hard to remember how you felt. But then we got to talking in this conversation about space-time continuum stuff. Specifically, that is, in physics, space-time. Now, we're not going to get into space-time too extensively. I'm not a physicist, obviously. This is really something for all of us to think about as a question. But space-time is any mathematical model, fusing three dimensions of space and one dimension of time into a single four-dimensional manifold, according to research. Before Einstein, the 3D geometry ruled our perception of the universe. And I also like to talk about the concept of machine ruling our concept of the universe 150 years ago. hard to believe that 100 years ago was 1920, but 150 years ago was, 1870. And you saw a lot of talk about man as machine and nature as a kind of machine, right? So Einstein's contribution had to do with coordinates, distances, and direction. And this concept of the universe and of reality prior to Einstein was that those things, your coordinates, distances, directions, that was all independent of one-dimensional time. So in 1905, it all changed with Einstein's work. According to experts, one consequence of his work is the inseparable joining together of the four dimensions, which we thought of as independent of space and time. Now, this is an upside-down world for most of us, myself included. We really don't understand this new concept, and we still operate in a 3D world most of the time. But for our purposes in podcast 952, we don't have to. So I'll just jump in and ask, have you heard the theory of quantum jumping? Again, it's a little new agey, but interesting for our purposes. A quantum jump is a real thing in physics, actually, but the new age community uses the idea of quantum jumping to suggest that we can jump into another reality. They have all kinds of hokum about how that's done. And of course, it all depends on believing that modern physics supports the idea of a parallel quantum universe that we physically can jump into, because quantum particles can jump. But I don't know that that's true for human beings. I've researched this, and a lot of this quantum theory stuff depends on string theory in physics, which has been largely discredited. So when metaphysics is involved, which literally means to study things outside the realm of objective experience, well, the New Age people, so to speak, believe many of these universes might exist side by side, and you could just simply jump between them. And they made a movie, I believe, about this concept called Jumper, although I don't know that he jumped through space and time, but he did, because he jumped from a location in, let's say, his apartment in New York to another place and so on. And I think there was space-time involved, but I can't remember the details of that movie. It's a pretty good movie. But those are all ideas to consider, and then we're going to get to the mother load in the second half of this podcast, podcast 952, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Oh my God, I got to get a sip of coffee. And boy, this coffee is good. Wish I had a coffee sponsor. I should have a coffee sponsor, because that is some seriously good coffee, but I can't tell you who it is because I don't have a coffee sponsor. As long as we're talking about space-time, let me mention the Bob Davis Podcast newsletter. This is where I usually tell people where to get the podcast, but you've got the podcast, so you don't need any advice on where to get it or how to get it, but you do need to be exhorted to sign up for the Bob Davis Podcast newsletter. So you go to the page of thebobdavispodcast.com. If you look over to the right-hand side on a PC, you're going to see a thing that says sign up for the Bobline newsletter, the Bobline newsletter. You type in your name and your email. You hit sign up. It will send you an email immediately that says, do you want to sign up for the Bob Davis Podcast newsletter? If you don't get it, click on your spam file, because sometimes that's what happens. Say yes, and you're signed up for the Bob Davis Podcast newsletter. There's going to be some announcements in there in the near future. It's sponsored by Supply Solutions, and I'm probably going to put out at least another newsletter. I usually do it monthly. I'm going to do another one in mid-September. And I'm probably going to start adding a little bit more analysis and news and information to that newsletter, and you're going to want to get it. So do it. If you're on a mobile, you can sign up as well. My experience has been, and I have an iPhone, you just scroll. So you hit the page, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and then scroll up, and you'll see the sign-up windows for the Bob Davis Podcast newsletter. And some things never change. One is the hatred that people have for their printers. And it's usually not the printer. It's just the fact that the print cartridges are so expensive. And Cartridge World of Maple Grove, a longtime sponsor of the Bob Davis Podcast, can help you out with that. 30% compared to the big box stores on those print cartridges. You can qualify for a printer from Cartridge World. You can also qualify for free delivery. They are great on customer service. It's real simple. Cartridge World serves Minnesota from Maple Grove. 763-420-6632, or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com that says Cartridge world. Okay, so this is going to be one of those podcasts that people are going to say, why are you talking about this? This is weird, especially for people who are very, you know, closely connected to the 3D world. It's going to be, this is freaking me out. What does this have to do with anything? Well, maybe it has a lot to do with anything. Last year, in 2019, scientists observed two black holes collide in deep space. So far that the collision actually happened millions of years ago, something like that, 3-4 million years ago, but we're just seeing it now. So that's how far out in space this was. And we were both able to see it and to receive the shockwave, which disrupted space-time significantly. Let me repeat that. We were both able to see it and able also to determine that once we were able to see it, we could receive the magnetic shockwave, which disrupted space-time locally significantly, according to NASA. In fact, this was one of the biggest, if not the biggest, collision of black holes in a long time. Now, I guess that collisions between black holes are common, or they either happen so far away that we don't really ever know about them or receive any of the magnetic disruptions in space-time. It's not even magnetic. It has to do with gravity. But I think the main thing is the size of these two black holes and the disruption in space-time as a result. Yes, millions of light years away, and people might say it's nothing. But I think it's interesting because it sure seems to me like all this crazy stuff started after May of 2019 when they first detected this thing. Just as an aside, I've often talked about the CERN particle collider that is the only one capable of doing real experiments with physical reality because of the capability of it to get up to speed. And you know, there is a conspiracy theory that every time they turn that thing on, horrible things start happening. So the idea that if there was a TV show, and I think there has been a TV show about this sort of thing, they are creating disruptions that significant, and that human beings are affected by them, or even worse, the fabric of reality is affected by these experiments. If I was going to write a movie about it, I would start with the CERN machine being cranked up. They run it for 6 months at a time to do these experiments. And, you know, the objective is things like defining space-time more effectively, or actually figuring out how to create a perpetual motion machine, basically, or to figure out how to do antimatter and anti-gravity. These are things that, are scary if you consider the fact or the idea that everything is somehow interconnected. So if space-time is interconnected, if human thought is interconnected, and you start messing with the fabric of space-time, then you're messing with everyone's head. Remember what I said at the beginning of the podcast. Remember what I've said earlier this summer about delirium, and not just delusion, but living in an acute delirium, an acute sense of not being able to explain what's going on, and not being able to communicate what is going on inside your head. This concept of up is down is up, right is left is right, and so forth. Well, you may think that that's crazy, but in reality, a lot of us have felt that that is exactly what is going on. And then I thought, well, since animals are tiny in comparison to the universe, just as paramecium are to us, or even quantum particles are to us, these collisions and interstellar happenings emit enormous amount of energy and affect the magnetic fields and gravitational fields. Would we notice if this was going on? And what, you know, I'll tell you specifically what kicked this off for me was a simulation that NASA put out of, I'll try to find a link to it and post it in the blog. Put a link to it. The color is an orange, and it shows the magnetic disruption that occurred from this collision of these two enormous black holes. Again, millions of miles from here, happened many eons ago, and yet that bath of magnetic energy has affected, or I should say, has hit Earth. And again, the question is, would we notice or would we simply be washed over and whatever internal changes occur, well, we would deal with them, we think. And again, I have heard people say these days, we want to return to the way that it used to be. My culture is being attacked. Things have to change. There's this yin and yang pull to all these things going on right now, and yet a sense of things being out of control, people acting really out of control. And yeah, we see that stuff on social media, or we see it in clips or YouTube videos. But it does make me wonder. It is disturbing to see somebody freaking out at a Walmart over wearing a mask, things like that, or even worse, people beating each other up over things. And maybe these things always happen and we just have video, so we now have video of these things happening. But I do feel that, I personally feel that people have sort of come loose from their moorings, at least to a degree. One or two lines come loose from the moorings. I've also talked about changes in epoch, E-P-O-C-H, era. What causes a change in era or a change in epoch? And you could say that somebody made decisions, and those decisions led to a certain path being followed. And as we were talking the other night, what caused the Renaissance? You know, you could say, well, it was the wealthy people in the city-states that sponsored art and science and caused a flowering of art and culture and science in the wealthy city-states of central Italy. But what made the central states, to become suddenly burst out of the wilderness during a time of the breakdown of the Roman Empire? That was the Middle Ages. They didn't know that they were living through the Middle Ages in the Middle Ages. They just had problems finding something to eat, or there were, marauding bands, or any number of things that we've associated with the Middle Ages and the growth of castles and so forth. Even these wealthy cities in central Italy were walled cities, like Siena and Florence. They had a wall, and they had big walls, and they had people armed, military people on those walls 24 hours a day guarding those very wealthy cities. So what caused that? What caused the emergence of this new way of thinking? What caused the emergence of modern humanity from, early humans? My understanding is that those two species existed, coexisted for a time together, and that the Homo sapien quickly outclassed with intelligence and adaptability the Cro-Magnon, the previous, predecessor to Homo sapien. So all I'm saying is this. These days, it feels like someone or something is messing with our heads. If you live in the city, there is a feeling that things are out of control. If you live, anywhere and you spend a lot of time with the news, you just cannot tell which end is up. It's just that weird. And I'm talking as an independent observer. I'm not talking as a political partisan. Obviously, people who are political partisans think that they know what's going on. That's all part of being a partisan, as opposed to pulling back and looking at what's going on and saying, how do I analyze this? Where do I put all these things? What box do I put all of these things in to make sense out of them? And then just, I digress for a second, but if you think about the emergence of a new species of humanity, maybe that's happening now and we don't know it. I mean, I haven't seen a new species emerge that I would be able to distinguish. But if a new species of human being is on this planet and they are really intelligent, then the rest of us Cro-Magnons, may not really fully be able to understand what these new species of humans are doing. Right? And that could be happening as we speak. I don't know if it is. I'm not trying to say that is happening, but All I'm saying is, again, it feels like somebody is messing with our heads. Maybe it's just space-time, in flux, and it will calm down when the shock waves from the magnetic and gravitational disturbance from the two large black holes colliding in deep space. But I will just say this. Isn't it interesting that this happens more often than we are aware, and we don't often get a chance to see it? Because it is so insignificant in the general scheme of things when you consider the vastness, or what we think is the vastness, of the universe. And yet, we are seeing poles beginning to shift, at least magnetic poles beginning to shift, which is normal. We are seeing issues with the Earth's magnetic field. We are seeing issues with the way people are communicating, talking, thinking. We are seeing people on edge. And we're living through a very, very odd time. So, you never know. So, yeah, we're coming up to the end of this podcast. It's just, some weird stuff to think about because things just aren't weird enough for me. So I always have to throw in something a little crazy, especially at the beginning of the month. Don't forget DepoStar, longtime sponsor of the Bob Davis podcasts. There's lots of talk about manufacturing in the news. You know this. Some companies are preparing or have already brought their manufacturing back to the United States. If this is you and you're considering American manufacturing, look no further than DepoStar, American design, engineering, and manufacturing. Visit their website at depostar.com. Okay, thanks for listening to podcast 952, the Bob Davis podcast. I'm going to sit out here and drink some coffee and think about space time.